Last September, under the cover of darkness, Barry Funfar set out on an act of civil disobedience. His target was a nearly 400-foot-tall wind turbine the town installed about 1,600 feet from his Falmouth home. Funfar used sticky-backed letters and a large poster board to vandalize a welcome sign near the turbine's base. When he was done, the new sign read, "The noise from this turbine is killing me." The word "killing" was in red, and he signed his name with a thick black marker.
I had this huge foam board and covered the whole thing, and then I used Gorilla Tape to make it hard to take off. I figured the police would be up to my house the next morning or something, but I heard nothing.
Dozens of people living near the 1.65 megawatt turbine report sleep interruptions, headaches, and vertigo since it was turned on last April. Neighbors say it's like seasickness. Some people feel it, others don't. But the effect seemed to be cumulative in that symptoms appear and increase the longer they're near the turbine. What's not clear is why. A town commission sound study concluded the turbine produces broad-spectrum sound at levels within town and state guidelines, but residents say it's not the volume as much as the type of sound that's the problem.
It's just a different kind of noise. It's like it gets inside of me, and it just causes so much stress and anxiety that even when it isn't going, I have this fear of when it's going to start up again.
Residents primarily report three different types of turbine noise, which our recording equipment could not adequately capture when we visited. But the first and most easily understood noise is a swooshing sound that's made at regular intervals when the blades spin. Others describe a sound that's more erratic, comparing it to a sneaker bouncing around in a dryer. Heather Goldstone is WCAI's science editor. She says both noises are what's known as impulse sounds, which scientists know are harder to get used to than constant sounds. And for reasons scientists don't fully understand, wind turbine noise seems to be more disturbing than other noises such as airports and highways.
Many scientists and wind energy advocates say that while people may become annoyed by turbine noise, annoyance is not considered a health impact from a clinical perspective. That said, chronic annoyance can build into stress, and stress could cause many of the symptoms people are complaining about. But Dr. Michael Nissenbaum is a physician who has studied the impacts of two wind farms in Maine on nearby residents, and he told me he thinks there's a more direct explanation, that sleep deprivation caused by turbine noise is taking a toll on people's mental and physical health.
But the residents who report being the most severely affected by Wind 1 blame low-frequency sound, often called infrasound, that is inaudible and controversial. They say it's like a pulse that gets into their heads and makes their hearts race.
People have different sensitivities to sound, particularly in the low-frequency range. The question is whether sounds below a person's hearing threshold can affect the ear in other ways and possibly lead to health impacts. Conventional wisdom says no, but a couple of recent studies suggest maybe. There's just not enough science available to sort this out yet.
Stephen Clark is the top wind expert in Governor Patrick's administration. Clark says he won't downplay residents' complaints. But it's important to recognize that Falmouth is only one out of 26 turbines that have been installed in Massachusetts, including a half dozen turbines similar in size and capacity to Wind 1.
Once you put that context around the Falmouth situation, then it's, you know, I think it becomes clear that we should look at this as a specific case and not generalize that, you know, wind energy in general is problematic.
State leaders have heard complaints about the lack of science as town boards make decisions, and Clark says the state is looking to partner with a scientific institution to further study turbine noise. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran in Falmouth.